All right, it's 8:08 on your Wednesday morning. It is zero in downtown Cheryl City. It is the Paws Pet of the Week this week, brought to you by L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home. And with us this morning is Paws Humane Society Director Julie Taylor. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, how was your venture to the studio this morning in sub-zero weather?
It was quite chilly. I mean, I'm thankful that I have a heated garage, so
that makes
all the difference, at least getting in your car. And then, you know, I mean, I feel spoiled. I had many, many years when it was, you know, scraping, you know, snow off and
you just
cold
look
car and yeah, before heated seats and all those luxuries and everything that, you know, I'm fortunate now to have. But
it's weather that... you find it hard to believe that animals can be out in it.
Oh, I know.
You know, because humans can only be out in it for like, what, 5 minutes before we're tired of it and we want
right.
to go outside.
I think that all the time on these cold days. I know. It's just like, oh. And speaking of that, we've recently, just in the last couple of days, got quite a few cats in. And, you know, you just think about, gosh, if they were outside. Sunday we got this little black kitten, 3 pounds. Very thin for probably his age. I mean, I'm guessing he should weigh, you know, at least maybe 5 pounds, but, you know, if he had, you know, but maybe he would have made it. I don't, you know, he made it this far, I guess, but you just think, how do these, you know, young animals especially survive out there? But,
I know a lot of them utilize the city storm sewers. I've seen them go down the storm sewers quite a bit. I'm sure it's probably a lot warmer down there than
right.
it is outside.
So. Yep, that's true.
At least they have somewhere to
They're
go.
They're smart. I know. Right. They are very smart.
So speaking of animals, who'd you bring for the pet of the week this
sure.
week?
So I brought a cat named Tux. I thought it would be appropriate because we I think we started a little early. We were actually February 1st today was kind of the rollout day, but we maybe started promoting it a few days early. But we're doing a Valentine's promotion for Paws, and it's called, JC came up with the clever term, it's tuxes and O's instead of X's and O's for hugs and kisses, because we have so many tuxedo cats, meaning black and white cats, at Paws. It was just, you know, a way to kind of especially highlight those cats. We have several predominantly black cats that have little bits of white on them. So we're including them in the, they're, you know, not quite a tuxedo, but we're including
close
them.
Enough.
So yeah, I think there's at least 7 cats right now that are black and white. So just kind of unusual and odd in a way, but all really nice cats. So I brought a black and white one named Tux today, and he's a long-haired cat and very, very sweet. He came in very thin, still needs to put some weight on, I think, but is looking much better than when he came in, and he actually goes to the vet today to get neutered. So he'll get that taken care of, and he will be ready for a home probably by this weekend. So
he is a cutie. That's
he
for
is
sure.
really cute. Yes.
A quick to warm up to the people that he doesn't really know, because he was kind of scared of me in a way, just a little bit. But you know, I got the pet in, and now he's my
now
best friend.
Now he's just so, he loves you.
It's
like
hanging
out
by me now. So
it doesn't take much to to coax him into being sweet. Yeah, and I guess I didn't mention with that promotion. We're reducing the cat fees to $40 on the tuxedo cats and the black ones that have a little bit of white. So yeah, just a way to help them get homes. And the cat Bonnie, who's 10 years old, she's been there. She's, I think, our longest cat now, and her fee is actually sponsored. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and just, sorry, another quick thing. With that, which you'll see this all on our Facebook page also, but we are having hearts made and just out of construction paper. And then people can, if for a minimum donation of $5, they can send a Valentine to one of the animals, and they can choose. We predominantly have cats right now. We have a dog, Piper, Also, and Piper has not gotten a Valentine yet, so it doesn't have to be just the cats. It could be, you know, dogs too, and we get different dogs in all the time too. So just check that out. But yeah, we Anna Miller. I tend to call her Anna Feller, but Anna Miller and her two wonderful girls are in charge of the Valentine's. So the girls have been making those and decorating them, and they delivered them last night and put them by the cat cages that a few people have already donated. So that's just something we thought would be kind of an extra fun thing to do.
Awesome idea.
Yeah.
Especially for a quick little fundraiser too.
Yeah. So, yep.
It is kind of one of those blah months, if you will, where not much is going on besides Valentine's Day.
So right. Try to make the most of what you've got, right?
That is so cool. Yes. Valentine hearts. So how do you donate? Do you just call the shelter, or is there a link on the website, social media page?
Right. There is. Yep. There are links. We have Venmo now. We have you know, PayPal, and through the website you can donate. If you want to mail in a check, that is fine too. There's several different options for people to make it hopefully as convenient as possible.
Excellent. Of course, you can also stop in on the weekends too.
Sure, absolutely. And you could choose which ones you want to have the Valentine's and just, leave a donation. So that's great too.
That's right. Kind of do it all, adopt a pet and donate.
Yeah, so, sure.
Perfect. So any upcoming special events? I know we're gearing up for the rummage sale. I don't think we had dates as of
we last don't week. Have a firm date yet. We're looking at either late April, early May for that. So hopefully soon we will have a firm date on that. And so save donations for us as that's coming up. I think we are going to, again, this year, I don't know if JC mentioned this or not, but we probably are not going to collect ahead. We did last year, we did it different, and we just had people bring the donations like Thursday evening, Friday morning, and we still had a lot of stuff, just as much as we usually have. We had very high quality items, it seemed like. It's just so much work. It might not seem like it would be to have people drop things off ahead, but it ends up being just a lot of extra time for us. And unfortunately, sometimes things are just left outside in the elements, and then we have to kind of clean it up or things get blown around. And so it just it ends up being just a lot more time and effort for us when we did the collecting ahead. So hopefully people will be understanding. They were last spring when we changed it up, and
I think it worked out really well.
Yeah, it honestly did. Right.
Having everybody
did.
Drop it off there. So tune in for dates on that upcoming spring rummage sale. And I know you're doing a couple of I don't know what the name is. Maybe some meet and greets at the brewery coming up this summer as well.
We
I know JC
are.
Was mentioning that.
Yes, we are. That is starting. Sorry, is that in
no, that's
May?
Fine. I kind of threw you.
That's okay. I know it's
we
hard
to. We
didn't
discuss this before the interview.
Haven't really. Been thinking ahead to May so much, but I would love to think about May. But
I know, right?
Nothing
be
wrong with that.
A little bit warmer
that.
Than today. That's for sure.
I know. You know, maybe I think it starts in June, actually.
I mean, it's a great partnership with the brewery and Paws.
Yeah, it is. It is great. So yes, June 15th is the first one on the calendar. It looks like we're shooting for doing Thursday evenings, the third Thursday of the month, and we'll do June, July, August, and then we'll see. You know, maybe we'll add some extra ones on there. I think we're also thinking about doing some. You know, different locations. I won't say where yet because we don't have that firmed up, but we definitely have found bringing the animals to the community is really successful, and just I think we draw from different people, and people, you know, I know it's hard for some people to stop out at Paws, either maybe our hours, or it's just, I think, emotionally hard for people to see the animals in the cages is tough. And so, yeah, it's just a way to hopefully connect people to the animals we have available, and we've had some really great adoptions that way. So
definitely, and hoping to have a lot more this year. And plus, it gets the animals out of the shelter for a while too, and they absolutely love being around all them people.
So. Yes, yes, it is very fun.
So be on the lookout for more details on that. Yes. And that being said, what are your hours this weekend?
Yeah, we should have typical hours, I do believe. There again, being a new month, I haven't focused on the new month yet very closely, Chris. Sorry.
I guess I haven't either, because I'm still looking at the January calendar. So,
but that. Yeah, it looks like I will probably be there Saturday. I'm pretty certain on the 4th, and then we have a volunteer, Cassie, there on Sunday. So, yeah, Saturday 11 to 2, and Sunday 1 to 3. So.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
And of course, if you'd like to look at the animals currently available for adoption, that info is on the website as well at pausecharlescity.com. And of course, you can find information on the Pause Charles City Facebook page as well.
Yes.
Anything else, Julie?
I'll just quick say, I was going to mention it when we talked about the cold weather and animals outside. I oftentimes see, and I saw it last night on Charles City Community Chat, somebody finding a cat. And they will comment, you know, I'm going to bring the cat to Paws tomorrow. Just a reminder, because it doesn't seem like everybody knows that, for animals that you find within Charles City, you just need to call the police department, and they will transport the animal to Paws. Sometimes if they're short on officers and really busy, they may ask, could you meet them at Paws? But we do need it to go through the police station. Not everybody I know understands that or understands why, but it just helps the flow of things. And because we're primarily all volunteers, it would be hard for us to meet people all the time. And since we are, you know, we do have a partnership with the police department and the city, which we appreciate very much. They're, you know, that's just the agreement we have. That way we know specifically where the animal is found. There's no question later if an owner's looking for it. They can also call the police station. They have a record of when the animal was picked up, where it was. So
Sure. It's
just all just a more clear path, I guess. So that's just a reminder. If you find an animal, it's not that we mind if you contact Paws, but we will tell you, please call the police department. So it'll just save you a step if you just call them directly. That's great.
All right. 228-3366
yes.
would be that number. Well, thank you very much, Julie, for joining us. And we'll talk to you at some point, maybe down the road.
Yeah, I know it's been a while since I've been here, but yeah. Yep.
Glad to have you.
Yeah,
nonetheless,
thanks.
You and JC. It is 8:21. That was your Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you once again by L&J Industries. Here is Kate Bush on KCHA.